Boy, that's what I'm talking about. All right. You're listening to The Weekend Party with me, Shane the Duke Wellington, on Joburg's Hot 102.7. And right about now, it is time to check in with my friend and yours, Mr. Lance Eamon, to find out what's happening on this week's Entertainment Report. What's up, Lance?
Dookie, several South African celebrities have joined forces to combat the COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy by using their social media channels to encourage people to get vaccinated. Bafana Bafana captain Tulani Klasweyo, Springbok number 9 Faf de Klerk, comedian Riyad Musa, and actress Pearl Tuzi will all be using their digital platforms to help dispel common misconceptions about the vaccine. Globally, Marvel has released a special Avengers comic book to help encourage people to get vaccinated. The campaign is available to view online at somosvaccinations.com. And Nirvana are being sued by the Baby from the Nevermind album cover. Spencer Alden, who is now 30 years old, is suing Nirvana and Kurt Cobain's estate, alleging that he was sexually and financially exploited as an infant on one of the world's most recognizable album covers. He is asking for at least $150,000 from each defendant for damages, and there are a few of them, surviving band members, the photographer, record executive, etc., etc. Apparently, Alden's parents were only paid $200 for the photo shoot, and they were never compensated financially beyond the initial payment. Smells like Green Spirit to me, buddy. And in some other bits that you might have missed out on this week, Eddie Murphy will return as Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop 4, with Netflix and Paramount scheduling a 2-month shoot in California. Paul McCartney will tell the stories behind 154 songs that he wrote throughout his career in the book The Lyrics, 1956 to Present. The book is due out in November and it's going to make a great Christmas present to any Beatle fan. The Matrix 4 has gotten an official title. The picture will be called The Matrix Resurrections, and Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista are teaming up for a Lethal Weapon type buddy cop movie. Can't wait for that one. And according to legal documents filed in California this week, one Kanye Omari West is looking to pull a Diddy by changing his name to Ye. That's capital Y and capital E. You better believe that. So, I was a bet. It's a famous line from the 90s teen rom-com She's All That, where a high school jock makes a bet that he can turn an unattractive girl into a prom queen. Forward some 20-odd years later, and that idea has been reimagined in the gender-swapped remake He's All That. Stars Addison Rae, Tanner Buchanan, and Rachel Lee Cook, who returns from the original film. It's my movie pick of the week. He's All That is available to stream on Netflix. So stay safe, stay strong, stay hot. Order some of the Duke's famous hot weeks, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. That was Lance Eamon with this week's Entertainment Report. And be sure to download the podcast of the Entertainment Report from the Apple iStore, the Google Play Store, and SoundCloud, thanks to the good folks at Solid Gold Podcast.